one. Let's talk now to our social affairs and religious correspondent, Alva Keneally. Alva, we've heard a lot in the last 24 hours from survivors of abuse at schools run by religious congregations. What have we heard from the congregations themselves?
Well, not a lot so far as it happens. So myself and our colleague, Laura Whelan on the News at One here, we've gone about contacting all the orders that were listed in the report. There are 42 in total, and we've sought responses from like the majority of them, I think nearly all of them at this stage. They haven't come back yet, but I guess this is a 700-page report. They need time to digest it, and it was published last night. So they'll be going through it. Now, the Association of Missionaries and Religious in Ireland, that's also known as AMRI, they're a representative body, an umbrella body, essentially, and that would include a lot of the orders that are listed in this scoping inquiry, and many of the orders that oversee the schools that are appeared in the inquiry. And AMRI issued a statement last night after the report was published, and it said it was deeply sorry that victims and survivors who participated in the inquiry experienced abuse in religious-run schools. It said that it was acutely aware that sharing personal, sensitive and traumatic experience can cause additional pain and suffering, and that it could never know the depth and the pain that and suffering that survivors have continued to endure. So it added that it would carefully examine the recommendations and respond accordingly. Now, I guess the bishops and their representatives, they would say this is all an issue for the orders themselves and it's a separate matter to them. But that's why we've gone individually to the orders to see if they wish to talk. But at this stage, there's been nobody in a position of leadership in the church that has come out and spoken on this.
The government, according to Minister Norma Foley, has committed to setting up this commission of investigation. What do we know right now about the timing, when that will happen, and the scope of that inquiry?
Well, the minister said she held a press conference yesterday evening where she was pressed on this. Now, ultimately, she said the first recommendation in the report was to set up a commission of investigation, and that's what was agreed by Cabinet yesterday. Now, what that will consist of and what the terms of reference will be, we don't know yet. She's setting up a special group on that. But bear in mind, in terms of the report itself, Mary O'Toole, who led that inquiry, she was really swift in turning it around and getting it to the minister by June. But I suppose many would be keen to see that momentum continue. And while the minister is, she's clearly eager to keep up the pace, there's no indication even regarding like how soon it's going to happen.
Okay, and redress scheme then, is there likely to be one? And when and how might that happen?
Yeah, so certainly Mary O'Toole makes the argument, and she makes it clear in that scoping inquiry report that a redress scheme should be established and contributions should be made by religious orders. Many of the survivors feel that redress should run alongside any commission of investigation, because there is that argument if the inquiry is broadened to include state schools, for example, it could take many years. Now, Minister Norma Foley was pressed on this by journalists yesterday, and she suggested that maybe interim reports might be necessary if it goes to a certain length of time, if it's long, for example, and that might go some way to satisfying survivors' desire for accountability. But some have pointed to the Ryan Commission as an example of how to run redress parallel to an inquiry itself. And there's also the issue that some orders have their own redress schemes underway already. So it's certainly messy in a way. But if we look back at all the reports and all the inquiries and all the investigations, there are survivors who die before they see redress. And others who are still alive, and they're obviously re-traumatised and shattered by the whole ordeal. So, but going back to Mary O'Toole, she said there was cooperation across the board with the scoping inquiry, including by religious orders, and it was clear that the Education Minister wants to see the same cooperation when it comes to redress.
All right. Social Affairs and Religion Correspondent Alva Keneally, thank you for that. And if you've been affected by any of the issues in these reports, you can find helplines and services on rte.ie/helplines.